So friends of following Padre Pio, let us have a look at what did Padre Pio know of the third secret of Fatima. Hello friends, I am Edward Durbin. On our channel, Following Padre Pio, we present a series of short stories on the amazing life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker. Please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. If you are new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel. We'd like to start by acknowledging our source, that is Steve Skojak, the founder of the website 1 Peter 5, publishing the words of the chief exorcist of Rome, that is Father Gabriel Amorth, who died not too long ago in 2016, and what he said about Padre Pio and his knowledge of the third secret of Fatima. So Father Amorth was a very good friend of Padre Pio. And this comes from a book written and published recently by Jose Maria Zavala called The Best Kept Secrets of Fatima. Now, Steve Skojak's article is quite long, so we condense it slightly. We leave out a few things. But what many people do not realize is the importance of the interview with the Father Amorth, which was published only after the priest's death. To begin, we quote Steve Skojak, who speaks of Father Amorth's conviction that Russia's specific consecration has not yet happened. And thereafter, we follow a broader discussion about Fatima. Steve says, a piece of the puzzle of Fatima appeared in the form of an interview with the famous Roman exorcist Father Gabriel Amorth, conducted by Jose Maria Zavala. Father Amorth had known Padre Pio personally for 26 years, and it is from this imposing figure of the 20th century Catholic holiness that he claims to have learnt about the content of the third secret of Fatima. Father Amorth was interviewed by Zavala in 2011. He, however, kept the interview secret until after the exorcist's death. It was first published in his book on Fatima. In this interview, Father Amorth relates, as he had at other times, he believed the consecration of the world made by John Paul II in 1984 was not enough to fulfill the requirements as requested by Our Lady at Fatima. There was no specific consecration there, says Father Amorth. I witnessed the act. I was in St. Peter's that Sunday afternoon. I was very close to the Pope. In fact, so close I could almost touch him. That's what Father Amorth says. So he was an eyewitness of the actual consecration. When pressed by Zavala, what leads him to believe that the consecration made was insufficient? Father Amorth replies, very simple. John Paul II wanted to mention Russia by name, but in the end, he did not. Zavala then pressed the issue further, saying, Sister Lucia herself stated that heaven accepted the consecration. Then he describes Father Amorth's reaction, which was incredible. He says, Lucia said what? As Zavala continues, well, a Cardinal Tarsisa Batoni said in 2000, referring to a letter which he held in his hands, supposedly from Lucia, from November 1989, in which she declared heaven admitted the consecration even without one of the most important conditions being fulfilled. Have you seen this letter? Father Amorth asks, as if conducting a police investigation, looking for evidence. I answered with a categorical no. He had not seen the letter. I don't think you will see it either, for I am convinced that Lucia has not written it. How can you be so sure of that? Zavala asks. Because why didn't Batoni show it when he should have? when the third secret was revealed. A simple photocopy of the manuscript included in the Vatican dossier would have been sufficient to dispel any doubts. If the Vatican has always been careful to provide the documentary evidence of authenticating anything that Sister Lucia said, even on the smallest issues, then for what reason would it have restricted the only documentary evidence that, according to Bertone, validates a fact that is undoubtedly has as much importance as the consecration made by John Paul II? Zavala admits, yes, it is strange. Do you really think that Lucia would take 5 years to write that consecration had been accepted? And that Bertone would take no less than 16 years to announce the validity of something as crucial as Russia's consecration to the Immaculate Heart? At this point, the voice of Father Morth sounded very dry, like paper. Yes, it's strange, Zavala nodded. Moreover, he added, if the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary by Pius XII in 1942 was only partially accepted, for Jesus said, in view of this, the war was only going to be shortened, but not end immediately, then why would he now change his mind if Russia was not even mentioned this time? Zavala says, yes, it would be incongruous. Father Morthin continues, yes, and so I have no doubt that the consecration was not made in the terms required by the Virgin Mary. But we must not lose sight of what she told us through Lucia. So there's a message of hope too. Finally, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, which will be converted, and the world will be granted a time of peace. And then the interview diverted away from the theme of Fatima for a while, but later on it came back to the theme, so we continue there. Pardon me for insisting on the third secret of Fatima. Does Padre Pio then refer to this as a loss of faith within the Church? And Father Morth, frowning, appears deeply affected. One day Padre Pio said to me with great sadness, you know, Gabriel, Satan has been introduced into the heart, into the very bosom of the Church, and in a very short time will be directing a false church. So Padre Pio said, Zavala, my goodness, a type of antichrist. When did he prophesy this to you, may I ask? And Father Morth responds, it must have been around 1960, for I was already a priest at that stage. Zavala, was this the reason then that John the 23rd panicked about the publication of the third secret of Fatima, afraid that people would think that he was some sort of anti-pope or whatever was implied by this letter? A slight smile appears on Father Morth's lips. Did Padre Pio say anything about future catastrophes? Zavala asks, earthquakes, floods, wars, epidemics, famines, anything of biblical proportions? Amorth says, none of that actually mattered to him, no matter how terrible, except the great or the grand apostasy in the Church. This question really tormented Padre Pio, for which he prayed, offered much of his sufferings, a crucifixion of love, says Father Amorth. The third secret of Fatima, Zavala asks. Exactly. Is there any way to avoid something so terrible, Father Gabriel? There is hope, but it is useless if it is not accompanied by works. Let us begin by the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Recite the rosary, let us all pray, and make acts of penance. So any horrible little things that happen to us today, we can offer as acts of penance. We must always pray. And so ends Steve Skojak's presentation on the new book of Fatima by Zavala. Now, Father Morth here was witnessing to what Padre Pio, him whom he had first met when he was 17 years old, to what Padre Pio said to him personally. And finally, to add a bit more weight to Father Gabriel Amorth's testimony, he confirmed in his interview that he had read Padre Pio's spiritual diary. So he was a close colleague of Padre Pio and also indeed a spiritual child of Padre Pio. And if you are new to our channel, then please do remember to like and to share our videos with others. And also, if you haven't subscribed already to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel and click that reminder bell to receive notifications from YouTube. Please do join our Protect a Child of Padre Pio program, in which we have masses said for your intentions to Padre Pio and also for any intentions that Padre Pio may have for his spiritual children. Please do continue watching. We have our most popular videos, other videos selected specially for you. Thank you for watching.